and the nun said the cucumber was stuck to the bicycle.
Oh, Caroline, that's the sickest joke. That's the sickest joke I've heard in my life. I've never had anything so sick. I'm writing some points of view.
Oh, hello there. Hi, sorry we didn't see you there.
This is the Batman and Caroline podcast, and we're on to episode number 6.
Yay!
Do some beatbox, you, and I'll do this, and it can be the Matt and Caroline podcast theme tune, right?
All right, then.
1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4. This is episode 6, Matt and Caroline podcast. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to you.
Can we make some maracas out of, like, you know, we get some rice and some yogurt pots and we'll sellotape them together and we can just have a little shake with those.
Yeah.
That'd be quite cool. Or we could drink a bottle of beer and then maybe we can make some burpy farty music. That'd be quite cool.
I found some other things in the studio that would instantly make some noise. Look, check this out. Look. Da, da, da.
Da, nice, da, da. Nice, yeah.
Da, da, da.
I could like do some drumming on the desk. Okay.
Okay. Oh. Watch out. Hang on, I've got some generic mint drops in my pocket.
See, it works really well.
That was actually pretty damn good. We'll save that. Loop it over.
All right, and that can be our bed for next week.
The whole of next week's podcast can have that going all the way through it. Hang on, here's another good beat for you. Oh!
Nice, yeah? Nice.
Good.
We could just get your phone to ring or something, and it goes... Brr, brr.
My phone doesn't do that.
Brr, brr.
My phone won't beep like that. My phone has a song on it.
It really rings, doesn't it? Mm. You've got a proper... Oh, I was thinking more your old school home phone.
My old school home phone.
Yeah, I'll the
bring
bright
it in.
Red one that's like the bat phone.
I'll bring it in. Or, for now, we can have... Hang on. No, that's not going to work. What if I try... that's my number, isn't it? Yeah. Reminds me of that episode of Friends where Ross brought his keyboard to Central Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just gets a wave crashing on the end.
That was fun. I enjoyed that. Right, should we get on with the podcast?
Yeah, shall we?
Best bits, highlights from the last
some
7
bits.
Days, some stuff.
Yeah.
What's coming up today? Caroline Cook, handing over the mic to you.
Okay, today Matt's still just loving everyone all over the place. He can't quite help himself. We'll be discussing how the battle of the sexes still exists when it comes to present buying and the most random showbiz we could possibly find of the entire week. Plus, why at the moment we're very much enjoying felting.
I love felting.
I love felting too.
Felting
rocks. I'm furiously felting myself right now.
Stop it.
And we'll be getting to know you. Dear listener, one of you, we'll be getting to know you personally that little bit better.
And hello to Jenny in Bristol. Hi, Matt. Do you fancy Caroline? Well, Caroline, I've been putting it off for 2 years now.
That would be a bit weird because it's like we're virtually like brother and sister now.
Hang on a minute. I've got flowers here.
Oh.
I've got chocolates.
Oh, sorry. Oops.
I just want to declare... I can't.
Plus, I really love his girlfriend, Nikki, so it'd be really weird. Yeah. It's just, yeah, he is like, you are like my brother. You're so like my brother, actually. Geeky.
Damn it.
No, I love my brother. Yeah. My brother's great.
Well, I think you're a minger. This is Matt and Caroline. We've just discovered that Amy from News has just had her annual wash.
Can I just explain that? People might actually believe that. Caroline said, have I had my hair cut? And I said, no, I've just washed it.
And then Caroline said, your annual wash, and you said yes.
Yes, that's right.
So you have indeed just had your annual wash.
The studio smelled fresher.
Beginning of August, every year, Amy has a wash of the hair.
That's right.
It's looking good, though, can I just say?
Why, thanks.
Very shiny.
Thank you.
Can I add, how are you doing?
Yes, you can.
Hi. It's late night radio again.
There we go.
Well, Matt's got a message for Amy here.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Since you've had your annual wash... Things are... I'm not going to go there.
Kiss 101.
Amy from News is here with some entertainment.
I am
for
indeed.
For our ears to listen to.
Okay. First of all, Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud is telling Amy Winehouse she needs to move out of London. Basically, Sarah is moving out herself and has decided that's what Amy should be doing now.
Does she need a flatmate or something?
Yeah, sounds like it, doesn't it? Amy, come with me.
She wants someone to car share to London for work every day.
Yes.
They're going to move to Birmingham or something, and she's thinking, this is going to cost me a fortune, but if I car share with Winehouse, I'll be fine.
Exactly. Well, anyway, moving on from that, in the paper today, there's actually pictures of Amy Winehouse's house in London and also Pete Doherty's. Now, Amy Winehouse's is all right, you know, she's there playing a keyboard and...
Surprisingly tidy, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. They said maybe she's got a cleaner.
That's because she's always in rehab. She's never there. She's never there to make it a mess.
The interesting one is Pete Doherty's. Now, this is his 9-bedroom house in Wiltshire. And it's quite gross. There's blood on the walls where he's like, he's painted pictures on the walls with blood.
Lovely.
He's got like cats and mice roaming about, apparently.
Always a good combination, cats and mice.
It's just, it's, you know, I mean, there's also pictures of him holding a little black cat. I'll show you the pictures. And he's like, he's put a little cap on the cat, like a baseball cap.
I don't like Pete Doherty. He's an idiot, but he's a big cat lover, and I quite like that. But
he does some strange things
with
them.
It doesn't seem right for someone
clothes
like...
Clothes on cats. I put a little Christmas hat on mine at Christmas, actually. So I'm just as bad. It was asleep at the time.
Didn't
and
you
it was
send
just
that
take a picture.
Just a Christmas card?
No, I ended up making a Christmas card that I drew of the cat, actually, but because the other one didn't work. He woke up and it fell off.
But do you have mice and blood on your walls?
No.
Okay.
Only at the weekends.
This house is in Marlborough.
I met some people who live next door to him, actually,
did
at
you?
A New Year's Eve party.
Oh, really?
Randomly.
Were they posh?
They were odd. Weird.
Marlborough's a funny place.
It looks like a nice house from outside.
Well, the thing is, Marlborough is one of those places.
It's very posh, actually.
Yeah.
I've been to Marlborough.
I mean, put it this way, the only supermarkets they've got in Marlborough are a Waitrose and an M&S. So that goes to show how they don't have any common
None
supermarkets.
None of Yaz does there.
None of these Summerfields or anything like that. It's all about the M&S and the Waitrose. But Pete Doherty living there, kind of, I know that a lot of his neighbours are still outraged
that
he lives there.
Well, I guess he's still rich, even though he's off his head. He's still rich.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Yeah. But it's so, like, untidy. And plus, what surprises me is that, you know, thinking with that much money you'd probably have a big plasma TV. He's got like a proper little box, like 13-inch Sanyo TV.
The ones you get for 50 quid in Argos.
Yeah, exactly.
The ones that are pink that you can play your videos on.
I don't think you can even buy them anymore.
Oh, bless you.
Get them on eBay for 5p.
Well, I mean, 5p is the current bid on the pink one that's shaped like a cat, which I believe the highest bidder, P. Doherty. Nice. Caroline, please inform me of showbiz news with your mouth.
Okay, well, today I thought we don't always give the Z-listers enough love, so I thought I would make Total Kiss all about Z-list people.
Hooray.
Today. So first of all, you may be wondering, what's Peter Andre up to apart from doing constant television shows with his other half? You know, maybe sometimes he likes to escape the cameras and go and work on his own career.
Hmm?
So you'll be pleased to know he did sing at a concert last week. It was the Invicta Primary School in Blackheath, South London. They had a little assembly and he sang at it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't he?
Isn't that great?
That's
so
great.
He went and did a little bit of Insania.
Yes, he did.
I love that.
He went Insania in the school assembly hall. And Michelle Heaton, I know you are a huge fan of hers. She used to be in Liberty X, married the brother of Lisa from Steps, and then got a column in OK Magazine.
Yeah.
And Michelle has been telling all about her marriage split with Andy Scott Lee. Now, Michelle possibly is somebody for who the word irony completely lost on her, really, because she's been going, this is her column, little excerpt from it in OK Magazine. It's been reported that Andy is dating Sasha Parker, who won Colleen's Real Women. How do you feel about that, Michelle? Michelle, I was quite shocked to hear that Andy was dating someone who would speak to the papers. Yeah, because you would never do that, would you?
This is...
In your weekly column. Yeah.
Oh, the hypocrite.
I know.
Oh, that's...
It's like, Michelle, what does irony mean? Well, it's a bit like Goldie and Brunzy, but made of iron.
It's 101. Do you have a nice weekend, by the way?
Yes, thank you. Very good. I was out for my friend's birthday.
Oh, there's a surprise. Caroline had a friend's birthday.
I know, I do that every week. But
every weekend on a Friday. It's like, oh, what are you doing this weekend, Caroline? Oh, I've got a birthday to go
or
to.
Or a hen do. And it's guess what? This weekend, two birthdays and a hen do.
So you had a hen do and birthdays this weekend?
No, I've got a hen do and two birthdays this weekend coming, and this one just gone. I had a birthday.
You're just too popular.
Oh, no, two birthdays. I had two birthdays.
What? Like the Queen?
No, not me. I had two friends both with birthdays this weekend, just gone, and then
next weekend,
more. Two birthdays and a hen do.
You have too many friends. You need to sack some off. You've got too many friends. Give me some.
Off.
I don't have any friends. Give me some friends.
That's fine. I'll share friends.
I don't know
it's
anyone.
Okay.
I know no. I don't think I've sent anyone a birthday card for ever.
Really?
I don't know anyone with birthdays at
but
the moment.
But blokes don't remember to send birthday cards anyway.
That's a good
I have
point.
To do stuff for my other half because he's useless. So.
That's a good point. My missus always buys cards for me to send to my family.
Yeah.
She remembers when my family's birthdays are. I wouldn't be able to tell.
He says things to me like, so what are we going to do about my mum's present then? I'm like, what do you mean we? Like, when have you ever gone out and bought, for one thing, a woman's present on your own? That's not going to happen. He just says that because he knows
no,
I'll
let
sort
me,
it.
Let me stop you. Have you not read the small print of your relationship contract, Caroline? It's there in black and white. The woman will do all the birthday chores.
I think you should go into this. Should go into vows of like weddings from now on.
Yeah.
Will you, Caroline Cook, from now on buy all the presents that your other half is too lazy to get, yet will pretend has bought when they're actually handed over?
Do you know that's?
I will.
That's a bloody good idea. I'm well up for that. Then I'll get married. That's the one reason I haven't got married. Oh, it's going to be exciting. Ilminster's the place to go. We haven't had anything from Ilminster on the events guide. Let's go
near
to Ilminster.
Chard.
Ilminster near Chard.
Excellent.
Today, it's a felting for fun holiday workshop.
Oh, felting for fun?
Felting
what
for
kind
fun.
Of felting is there?
I don't really know because I don't have any more information. All I know is it's felting and it's for fun and it's a holiday workshop.
Is it like fuzzy felts?
I would imagine so.
No, that excites me.
Felts of all kinds. Unfortunately, we're going to have to get some fake ID made up because you have to be between 8 and 14 for this.
Damn it.
I know.
Okay.
10:30 till 3. Get this though. Do you know how much it costs?
How much?
15 quid.
What?
How much pocket money do kids get these days? Surely 15 quid's still
that's,
a little. You have to save up for months.
Dosh.
£15 it is. 8 to 14. If you're aged between 8 and 14, 10:30 till 3, it's going to be off the hook. It's going to be mental. It's going to be a crazy, wacky day.
I suggest we just find some baseball caps and put them on backwards. No one will be any the wiser.
Baseball caps backwards.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit like this.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
I love fuzzy felts.
Ilminster Meeting House Arts Centre today. It starts at 10:30. Get there. Can't wait. Felting for fun. Can't think of a better name for an event.
Oh, felting is fun.
Felting is outrageously fun. Kiss 101. There's a couple of people here who haven't put their names on text. So first up, this person's number ends in 776. What's their name?
George.
Hello, George, who loves the show, is just coming off a night shift for the MOD. Rap. And hello to someone whose number ends in 919. What's their name?
Little Sausage.
First time text, long time listener, love you both. Literally loves us.
Aww.
Quite nice. Hello,
you are Little Sausage.
Thank you, Little Sausage. Hello, Sarah, first time texting to us, just got to work. Hi to Kevin, who's en route to work in Swindon from the Rhondda on the M4. It's a hell of a commute, isn't it?
It is.
Hi to Reese in Devizes, who's up early to go on holiday to America today.
You lucky thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, so shattered.
Oh.
It says, how can you work this early? So shattered. Sounds like you're in a really bad mood, but you're on holiday. You should be like, oh, no way. And hello to Gary, who's somewhere in Wiltshire. Who says, morning, I'm a newbie. Did I just hear you say felching? No.
Felting.
Felting.
Yes. Fancy just a felt.
Fancy a felt, anyone? Felting for fun today in Ilminster.
Apparently are felting furiously in Ilminster.
There's a lot of felting. Mm. It's furious felting fun this morning in Ilminster from 10:30 because that's where the Felting for Fun holiday workshop is. I love it. If you're a first-time texting person, if you've never texted us before, we like to know what people do at this time of the day. And you know,
Perhaps you too are having a furious felt by yourself or with your other half.
Let us know. MC, then you message 64100. We can get away with that this time in the morning, can't we?
Of course.
Kanye.
Hey, is any felting?
There's nothing wrong with a bit of felting,
no,
I say, Karen.
It's good for you.
Currently, hang on, let me look at the Ofcom guidelines. Yep, felting is acceptable. So
excellent,
okay.
There we go.
Kiss 101.
This is Matt and Caroline and the Kiss Breakfast Podcast. And here's some more Kiss Breakfast Podcast homemade music.
Yay!
Right, go,
okay.
You start.
First of all, we'll start quietly with the Etch-A-Sketch. Okay, so...
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, do you want to join me with the Tic Tacs?
That's brilliant.
That's beautiful.
I'll tell you what, we should go.
We're amazing.
We should go on Britain's Got Talent. Don't you think?
We're way better than Bang On.
Hell yeah. Bang On with compared to that.
We're more banged up than
that
Bang On.
We're bangarama.
It was all bangtastic. This is the Matt and Caroline Kids Breakfast Podcast. Yes, episode Yay. Number 6. And look at all these celebrities that have dropped by just in the last 5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Jamelia.
Hi, my name is Gemma Atkinson.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Kavanaugh.
Hi, I'm Louise Redknapp.
Hi, this is Maria Lawson.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy Nathan.
Hello, I'm Bruce Maddock.
Yo, what up? It's Samir Shaw Kingston.
Yeah.
Oh.
All of them just came in,
it's
literally.
I'm barely moving here. It's jostling.
It's a busy. Be quiet, everyone.
Shh.
Be quiet.
It's so noisy.
It's time for Getting to Know You, which needs a new theme tune. Let's do one.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not allowed to sing Getting to Know You.
No, God, no. We got to make up a new one.
Can we do a remix of it at least?
Okay, you make some noise and I'll do some vocals.
Getting to know you, we are. Getting to know you. Getting to know you, we're. Getting to know you. Getting to know you, we're. Getting to know you. Getting to know you, we're. Getting to know you.
Yeah.
Who are you?
All right, let's make a call. We're going to call someone back who's got in touch with the show over the past 7 days. So if you've sent us a text or an email or
And by the way, if you can make some better jingles for us that, you know, are your own work and you want to send them in, that'd be really lovely because we're not allowed any music just now. So.
Yeah, you can if you've got some music, one of your original compositions, then, you know, send it in, totalkiss.com/101, blah, 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 blah. Let's ring someone up and win. What have we got? What are these prizes?
We've got Now 70, which is ram-packed with lovely tunes from the charts. And we've got Garage Classics, all the summertime stuff.
All the summertime. Oh, it's all sealed, so I can't even have a little
listen.
Oh, gutted.
Very posh artwork as well.
And in the Now album, you can order ringtones for £100 each.
Nice.
Always a bargain.
That's a bargain, yes. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey!
Hi, it's Matt and Caroline at Kiss here. Is that Giorgio?
Yeah.
Giorgio!
Giorgio!
Giorgio, we love you, Giorgio.
What you doing?
I'm at work.
You're at work right now?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Giorgio, and answer wisely. Have you ever downloaded the Matt and Caroline podcast?
I haven't. I was going to, though. I'm going to.
Every week. Every week they say that. Every week it's like, oh, I promised too soon, honestly. And every week we're like crying.
They never write, they never phone.
Yeah. Well, listen, on the podcast we have a feature called Getting to Know You. Do the jingle, Caroline. Go on, do it again.
Oh, hang on, we've changed the jingle for this now.
Getting to know you, getting to know you.
Where we call up someone who's been in touch with the show over the past 7 days, say hello and give them prizes. How is about that, Giorgio? Would you like some prizes?
Yes, please.
Good. What are you doing? What do you do? What's going on in the middle of the day when we're calling you up after the show?
I'm a lorry mechanic for Scania.
A lorry mechanic?
Yeah.
Wicked. And what does that involve you having to do?
I've
just realised what a stupid question that was I asked, because it's quite
fixing
clear.
Fixing lorries? Just a wild stab in the dark.
Do you have to do mechanics on lorries? How long have you been in that for, Georgia?
About 3 years.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you based?
Even, mate.
Now, you text us earlier this week, and it says here, I'm going to read the text, and there will be a bleep involved on the podcast. Matt and Caroline, I'm having a day. I'm wet, and I hit 2 HGV trailers at 6. Please play me a happy tune. When it says, I hit 2 HGV trailers, did you, like, drive into them or something?
I was driving a Class 1, a big Arctic.
Right.
Turned the corner, and the back swung round and clobbered another trailer and bent all the poofs.
That's brilliant. But being a mechanic, presumably you can fix it yourself.
Yeah, we've done it. It's a bit of a bummer, like raining at 6 o'clock in the morning and that.
Yeah, well, you should drive more carefully. Are you still? You've still got your job. They let you stay on.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I didn't understand any of that, but it all sounded very energetic and scary. Really, to be going on before 6 o'clock. So I imagine it wasn't fun. And he's died.
Where have you gone, Giorgio?
I'm there.
Oh, is there? Listen, you've won yourself Now 70. Did you fix it?
No.
Ish. It's the CD's right. The box might be a little bit damaged. Sorry about that. And also Garage Classics from Ministry of Sound, which is 3 CDs with loads of old stuff on it. So they're all yours.
Perfect. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
You were on holiday about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yes.
I saw you in the airport. I was going to say hello, but...
Oh, I'm getting scared now. Which airport?
Bristol. I was sat in Starbucks.
Are you kidding?
No.
Where were you going?
I was going to Calpe in Spain.
So were you on the plane going to Spain and you saw me in the airport at the Starbucks?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say hello?
I was friendly, but I don't know, my girlfriend was there and she might have got freaked out. You might have got freaked out. Oi, Marty!
I probably would have done a little tiny bit. It was also about 8 o'clock in the morning and I was like a little bit sort of, because I'd been, you know, had a few the night before.
You would have liked it a little bit though as well.
It would have been nice.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, brilliant.
How long have you been back?
I only went for 10 days, so I've been back a while.
Only 10 days. I only went for 7, mate. You see, I was going with the. I was on a council week away. You had the full-on 10 days holiday. That's like full proper holiday times.
Yeah, but we all need you back on the radio.
But Caroline can cover. She's all right. She does. She
no,
does.
I was very lonely. I cried every day.
Oh,
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that all the show was while me and Giorgio were away,
yeah.
Sunning ourselves. You were just sat
me
here
sobbing into my own breakfast.
That is award-winning radio, though. That is. Listen, Giorgio, stay there. We need to get your details. All right.
Alright,
Matt, cheers. That was the Kiss Breakfast podcast. Hopefully we'll have some proper music next week so we have to play.
No, let's play every day. Every day we should be playing
this
music.
We won't have any more listeners ever again. Not even our mums will listen anymore.
My mum doesn't listen anyway.
Neither does mine. I wouldn't know how to work an iPod, so.
So we actually have 0 listeners.
Yeah.
Good, isn't it?
So actually, it's just us.
That's just us.
We love our music, that's okay. Oh,
so. No, that wasn't part of the song, I broke something.
She just broke the decks.
Look.
Oh, no, you really have. Oh, not again.
I don't know if that's supposed to come off.
Ah! Oh, no, don't do that to the... Oh. You can't see this, but Matt has managed to get the sellotape stuck pretty much around all the mic strings and the deck and himself and his chair and the faders.
I've broken a lot of the studio and that doesn't sound good.
That's not good. Is that about to break?
I don't know what that noise...
Okay, can we finish up now before the studio just implodes?
Right, that's it for Kiss Breakfast Podcast Episode 6.
We're going to clean this mess up and we'll see you next week.
Listen online, totalkiss.com/101 or on air, 101 FM, 97.2 FM and the wonders of digital radio on DAB. You have a splendid week. And here is Caroline with a final swear of the week.
Kiss 101.